IELTS Listening, version 16208. You will hear a number of different recordings, and you will have to answer questions on what you hear. There will be time for you to read the instructions and questions, and you will have a chance to check your work. All the recordings will be played once only. The test is in four sections. Write all your answers in the listening question booklet. At the end of the test, you will be given 10 minutes to transfer your answers to an answer sheet. Now turn to section 1 on page 2 of your question booklet. Section 1. You will hear a man phoning to ask about a festival in a town called Beechin. First, you have some time to look at questions 1 to 6 on page 2. You will see that there is an example that has been done for you. On this occasion only, the conversation relating to this will be played first.
Beechin Festival Office?
Oh, hello. I want to check some details about the festival. I know tickets are running out fast, and I haven't got access to the internet at present. My computer's down.
Okay. Well, the first activity is on June the 19th at 7 p.m. And it's a concert with local musicians performing.
Oh, lovely.
The activity on June the 19th is a concert, so concert has been written in the space. Now we shall begin. You should answer the questions as you listen, because you will not hear the recording a second time. Listen carefully and answer questions 1 to 6.
Beechin Festival Office?
Oh, hello. I want to check some details about the festival. I know tickets are running out fast, and I haven't got access to the internet at present. My computer's down.
Okay. Well, the first activity is on June the 19th at 7 p.m, and it's a concert with local musicians performing.
Oh, lovely. Is it in the theatre, like last year?
Yes, that's right. And for the next activity, on the 20th, the time's changed.
Is that the tour?
Yes. Now, it does say on the tickets that it's a 3:40 start, but that's an error. There wasn't time to update them, unfortunately, so it should say 4:30 instead. The correct time is on the website, though.
Oh, right. Because one of my friends wants to go on that, to see Beechin with an expert and find out about the town and its history. Does she need to get a ticket in advance?
No, just turn up at the station where the guide will be waiting. They'll start from there, and I think the plan is to stop for a break in the park. And there's no charge for the tour. And the tour will finish with a visit to the 16th century mill where they used to make flour. It's recently been restored.
Fine.
And then on the 21st, there's an all-day event for children.
Oh, that could be good for my visitors. They're bringing theirs, you see.
Right. Well, the plan was to have a painting competition for the kids, but it's now going to be cooking instead, and there'll be prizes for all the different age groups.
Oh, great.
And it's in Beechin Community Centre.
Oh, yes, I know where that is.
They don't need to bring any ingredients, but they'll need to have a plate to put whatever they've made on so they can display it and then take it home.
Sounds good. And are they going ahead with the fireworks in the evening, or is that cancelled? There was an article in the paper after last year's display which suggested it might not be happening again.
That's right. No, that's still on. It's getting more popular each year, and having it in the town square was starting to be a bit difficult because of the numbers, which is why it's next to the river this time. It'll be easy for large numbers of people to get to.
Yes, of course. I'm sure there's lots to look forward to.
Before you hear the rest of the conversation, you have some time to look at questions 7 to 10 on page 2. Now listen and answer questions 7 to 10.
Okay, now I just want to check how it's going to impact on me as a local resident. I mean, some people last year thought it was too noisy at night.
Yes, I know. And that's why this year, evening events won't go on beyond 11:15. I know previously some activities lasted until 11:45. And the new time applies now to all the events, every evening.
OK.
And another change, perhaps you know about this already, is that because of high visitor numbers, parking in the town centre isn't going to be allowed. It'll be outside town.
Oh, yes, to keep the streets clear, I suppose, for all the visitors. I did know, actually, and it's not really going to be a problem for me.
Right.
I mean, I can just walk into town from my home.
OK. Well, anyway, if you want to check any more details about the festival, once you're back online, you can look at www.events.com and you'll be able to comment on what activities you enjoyed, and what would really help the organisers would be if people could use the website to give feedback about what they enjoyed and that kind of thing. This will help them plan for next year.
That's probably a good idea. And with pricing, I know local residents...
That is the end of section 1. You now have half a minute to check your answers. Now turn to section 2 on page 3.